in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim, in the middle of Perek Revi'i. We're still in the chapter that is defining the disease of Atzlut and Hitraput. Lachen Bachur Yisrael. Therefore, a Bachur of Yisrael, Im chasata al atzmecha ve'al shenot yemecha yecha ad zikna ve'seva. If you care about yourself and about your years of life, do yourself a favor. Garesh et ha'atzlut mimecha. Chase out the midah of atzlanut from your midst. V'sharesh achar rekav ha'hitraput lehashmidah mikirbecha. And uproot the rotten midah of hitraput. Zarez et atzmecha ve'heye charutz. Energize yourself and be diligent. Acquire the midah of zrizut. Now, some people have a mistaken notion of zrizut. Zariz means to be with energy. He immediately warns us, lo shetehafez bechol ma'asecha ke'otam nimhare lev. Says the Mechaber, I don't mean that you should act in a hurried manner. You know, to do things in a reflexive way, in a fast way. That's not what zrizut means. That be quick. No. Ki gam b'chol hitchapsutam mitrapim him. He says something deep. He says, a person who is acting in a hurried way, that doesn't mean he's a zariz. He could very well be a mitrape. Because he wants to get it over with. So he's doing it quickly to get it over with. So he's doing it superficially. That's not what we're talking about when we say to be a zariz, to act quick. Acting quickly is not smart. Al pi rov kol ma'aseh b'shitchiyut. Most of the time, such people, what they do is in a very shallow and superficial way. Bli avoda amuka shekol haguf ve'hanefesh yishtabdu la. Without any real deep avoda that both the guf and the nefesh are a part of. So therefore, says the Mechaber, four words that we should remember. Heye matun aval charutz. Be matun, be deliberate, be cautious, patient, be patient in the way that you act. But be charutz, but be diligent. Do it with energy. Mitametz vezariz. וכיוון שכבר אמרנו לך שעיקר המחנך אותך אתה בעצמך הינך. And since we already said that the main mechanech, the main person who is training yourself is you yourself, is us. לכן נבאר לך מעט יותר. Therefore, I feel responsible, he says, to explain a little bit more. מהו החילוק בגוף ומוח? What is the physical and mental difference בין חרוץ למתרפא, between the diligent person and the מתרפא, the lethargic person. כדי שתשכיל בעצמך לדעת איך הוא במה לגרש בכל דבר ובכל פרט את ההתרפות ממך. So that you should be able to know how and with what means to uproot in each and every endeavor that you do, in every detail, to uproot the התרפות. The lethargy from yourself. ולהשתנות כולך לחרוץ. And to make a charutz out of yourself. To change into a person who is a diligent person. A person with zrizut, with alacrity. And so he wants to explain a little bit more be'amkut here. And he says something very fundamental. Kol inyan asiya be'ish. All activities of a person, ben asiyat haguf bepoal, ben asiyat hamoach bedaat. Whether we're talking about activities of the physical activity, working, you know, or we're talking about activities of the mind, learning, studying. Both activities, all matters of doing, key line, ha nefesh hi ha osa al yedeh hamoach. It's the nefesh that is really doing. This is going to be the key to understand how to become a charutz. In all activities, whether it's study, learning, you know, mental activities, or working, physical work, labor, it's really the nefesh that is the one that is doing. It's the soul that is doing. Al yedei hamoch, either through the brain, the nefesh is manifesting itself through the brain in matters of study, let's say. Halev ushal chelkei haguf, the nefesh is doing through the heart. It's doing through all the limbs of the body. Shemitlabeshet bahem, the nefesh is mitlabesh. It permeates all of these parts of the body and the mind and the heart. So now he explains. Harbe chalakim yeshnam b'moach. There are many departments of the moach, of the brain. U'bishah she'anefesh mitlabeshet bahem, when the nefesh, when the soul is mitlabesh in the moach, is absorbed, manifests itself in the moach, in the brain. Kulam mitorerim ve'omdim la'avod et avodatam le'tachlit achat. So now all the compartments of the brain are now awakened by the nefesh and they stand guard to accomplish that task, that goal. And what is it? If it's a mental activity, le'havin davar ze she'ma'amik bo, to understand that peace that you're trying to delve into deeply. So the nefesh is mitlabesh in all the parts of the mind that is now being used to be ma'amik, to delve deeply into what we're learning. Or let's say in a physical activity. V'chen im hu devar asiyah v'po'al be'evarim, if it's a physical labor that we're talking about. So now the kol ha'evarim u'klei ha'ma'aseh mit'odedim le'tachlit achat. When the nefesh takes a hold of all the limbs of the body, they now all unify towards one goal. Lif'ol pe'ula zo v'zo, to do whichever action is desired to be done that moment. But what is the shoresh? What is the root for any asiyah? The nefesh. If that's the case, it's very important. So in other words, when we want to talk about becoming a charutz and uprooting hitraput, uprooting lethargy, so where does the work have to really take place? In the nefesh. If we work on our nefesh, then the nefesh will have the energy to manifest itself in the compartments of the brain, of the heart, and all the limbs of the body. V'hamitrape, so a person who is lethargic, nafsho lo kama bekoach rab. What it means really is that his nefesh was not able to awaken with a great energy all his body. Rak b'matzav shel min tardema hu nimtza. He's like in a sort of semi-sleep. Ki hincha ro'eh, after all, he says, you see, shegam hayashen, lo kol mocho yashen ubatel, even a person who is sleeping, not his entire mind is not asleep. Gam az oved hu me'at, the brain is still working even in the middle of sleeping. For example, ledamot et hachalomot asher ra'a nafsho, to envision the dreams that he's dreaming. The brain is working. O otan hachalomot shehem rak mihir hura libo shel yom me'avar, or let's say the dreams that have to do with things that went on the past day. So his brain is working, even though he's sleeping, right? Sleeping doesn't mean that the brain is dead. So therefore, you have the same thing. Ve'hamitrape gam behakitzo hu kemo shamu chami zochon al beracha yoshev batel ki yashen dami. So a person who's mitrape, he's also the same thing. Just like you have a person who's asleep, his brain is still working. So you have a person who's awake, that you know he's still sleeping a little bit on the job. Like Chachamim tell us, Yoshev Batel, a person who sits idle, Ke Yashen Dami, is like a person who's asleep. His eyes might be open, he might look like he's awake, but he's in a state of semi-sleep. Lo yashen mamash, of course he's not totally asleep. Era nafsho yoter me'asher b'yashen mamash, his nefesh is more awake than a person who is sleeping, aval lo kama velo era legamrei, but his nefesh is still not totally and fully awake. Nim velo nim, tir velo tir, a statement that Chazal say, nim means sleeping, velo nim, sleeping but not sleeping, tir in Aramaic means awake but not awake, tir velo tir. So therefore, the compartments of his brain and the limbs of his body, they are not energized and they're not unified yachad la'avod avodah, to do the task at hand. His nefesh is not awakened with energy to invigorate his limbs of his body with a vibrance of life. Chayegi bo hamitchazek umnatzach be'avodato, like the life of a powerful man who is victorious in his avodah. Hitamtzut v'chayim chazakim chaserim lo. Effort and vibrancy of life is lacking for the person who's lethargic, though he's awake, though he's going through the motions. And now he gets all dikdukanos. He says, "Veze shemo mitrape." That's why he's called mitrape in Hebrew. What's mitrape? Milashon rafe vechalash. Rafe with a hey, not with aleph. Rafe with a hey means weak. Rifyon, right? Like it says in the pasuk, "Vayavu Amalek vayilachem im Israel birfidim." Amalek came and he fought with Israel in refidim. Chachamim brought down in Rashi, explain, refidim, al sherafu yedehem b'torah u'b'mitzvot, because they became weakened in Torah and mitzvot. So Amalek came. Like it says in the Gemara Megillah, on the pasuk in Mishle, ba'atzaltayim yimach hamekare. That because of laziness, yimach hamekare, the one who is hamkare shamayim ba'aliyotav, he becomes mach, becomes weak. You make him weak. Because ba'atzaltayim, because you are lazy. That's talking about by Purim. Purim parallels Amalek. Aman is Amalek. So by Amalek we also find the same theme. Birfidim, because they were rafu yedehem. That's one of the themes of Purim, of the problem of pre-Purim. Yeah? Rafu yedehem. So Purim we got because of the opposite of Rifyon. We were about to go lost because of Rifyon, because of Hitraput. So the word Hitraput comes from the word Rafe. Rafe means, you know, litrapot means to loosen, to weaken your grip. Sort of like Hadar Tavre Legzize of Rabbi Akiva. You could say that maybe the word lerapot, verapo yirape, you know, by a doctor, a rofe, which is with the aleph, lerapot, to cure with the aleph, it means to cure the weakness of the body. So, Harofe merape et harifyon. It could be very much that both words are related, although one word ends with a he and one word ends with aleph, but they both have the shoresh of reshpe, raf, which is rifyon. So one is rafe with a he is the one who's weak, rape with a aleph is the one who is treating the weakness, who is curing the weakness of the body. You're hearing good stuff, Rabotai. V'zeh shemo mitrape milashon rafe v'chalash. Lo chulshat haguf, the mitrape, not necessarily is he physically, you could be talking about a person who went to the gym and he built up muscles and he looks powerful, he looks very strong, and yet he's a mitrape b'imlachto. And yet he's full of lethargy on his task. Rak ha-nefesh shelo yitamtza, it's not a chulsha of the guf, it's a chulsha of his nefesh, shelo yitamtza lakum, that did not have the proper energy to get up, le'echoz b'klei ha-moach, and to take over the parts of the brain, ve'haguf, and the body, le'hachricham le'itamel u'ledakdek, to force it to work, and to be, you know, meticulous in its study. Gam tziyur dmut me'avodato en lo. The person who's lethargic, even the image of what his avodah is supposed to look like, he doesn't have. Aflo oneg velo simcha. Truly, he doesn't enjoy what he's doing. He's not happy with what he's doing. A person who is lethargic cannot be happy with what he's doing. And that's why when you hear someone who says, I'm not happy with my learning, or someone who comes to say, I'm not happy with my work. It could be for various reasons, chiefly because he's lazy. See, he thinks that because he's not happy, that's why he's lazy. We're learning that it's the opposite. It's because he's lazy or because he's lethargic, he didn't give it, he didn't create a nefesh, a nafshiyut on the job, that's why he's not happy. But if he would have learned to develop the kochot ha-nefesh, to therefore uproot the hitraput, to uproot the lethargy, all of a sudden he would find himself enjoying what he's doing, because he's doing it with the energy. A person cannot enjoy something that is void of life, because simcha is life. Atzlut, by the way, is almost as the same word as atzvut. That's why in the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, in the beginning of the fifth perek, it says, En omdim leitpalel, lo mitoch atzlut, velo mitoch atzvut. Ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. In that statement, you have everything we just said, by the way. Right? Atzlut and atzvut go together. Person sad, it's a laziness. A person who's lazy, he's going to be sad. They go together. The cure to that is to work on simcha. So, mishenichnas adar, marbim besimcha, because the whole shorish of Amalek was refidim, was rafu yedehem, was ba'atzaltayim imacha mekare. So what do we have to do, mishenichnas adar? We have to be marbe besimcha, because that's the antidote to atzlanut, to itraput.